Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you are just as shocked as what has happened and transpired over the last few days in Hawaii, especially Maui, the historic town of Lahaina, from what we're being told and what we're seeing by drone footage and helicopter footage, has been leveled. Very historic town. You've seen pictures and tributes to the banyan tree, a very, very old, old tree that's been around, I believe, since the 1800s. And the loss of lives, the death toll is rising. We're being told over 36 people have been killed thus far. They've had to rescue individuals who jumped into the water to avoid the flames. And there's been video footage, I posted some of it, of people driving through town trying to get away from the flames. And if you've ever driven in Maui, there's not a lot of streets. There's a couple main arteries. And on a good day, without a wildfire, you're stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic. And so trying to get out, apparently we believe there were individuals that might have even died in their cars trying to escape the flames. The fire, we are still waiting for reports on how what they've concluded was the start. They're not ruling out, you know, human or accidental, but they think part of Hurricane Dora that was going on in the Pacific caused fire weather, where you had pressure gradients, the high winds, and we do believe that the weather pattern definitely contributed to it, because what seemed to be a fire a mile away within moments moved to a closer area. And it's because of the wind bringing the embers, and with the drier conditions and the drier trees and the vegetation, it sadly was ripe for a devastating fire. There has been an emergency proclamation that has been issued by the governor and his lieutenant governor. Sylvia Luke, I believe, is acting governor as Governor Josh. Governor Josh Green was off the island at the time, so the lieutenant governor has been taking point, although he's involved as well. And they have done a proclamation, multiple proclamations. First and foremost, all non-essential travel to the island of Maui strongly discouraged. So if you do have a vacation planned for the end of summer, this is probably going to be canceled. Reach out to your local airline. Hawaiian Airlines has been making announcements. Reach out. There's obviously a chance that they are not going to want any more individuals coming onto the island non-essentially while their medical facilities and their first responding facilities are already maxed. Not to mention, they're trying to get people off the island, flying people out. They're not going to want people flying in. So all non-essential travel is discouraged. All state agencies are to assist as needed. They also do not want any price increases. So any rental or sale of essential commodities during the state of emergency, no price increases. So if there are a few VRBOs or rental properties, they are not allowed to spike up their prices. Knowing the Hawaiian people and those who live there, there's such a community, there's such a camaraderie, but you know, you don't know if there's someone else that might be trying to take advantage. There are going to be appropriations to revert the state treasury. There's going to be a push to preserve any sort of historic monuments that are there. They have multiple other sort of things that are going to be in place to allow there to be emergency measures taken in order to help individuals. But they are insisting that we avoid travel there for now. The fires are still going on. The first responders are still trying to find, sadly, individuals who are missing. And right now, family members are trying to find each other. Apparently, there was a lack of cell tower service and ability to communicate. And there was, I think, one hotel that had satellite phone capability. Again, AM radio is something we need to salvage and make sure we always retain. But if the average person doesn't have AM radio or have access to a radio, it was difficult for them to obtain emergency broadcast system alerts. So they were working out for some period of time through satellite phones. Seeing something like this is devastating. I've been to Lahaina, Maui multiple times. And there were other wildfires also on the mainland. I believe in Oahu there was a fire, a small fire, I think on Wailea, on the island of Maui as well as some of the mountainous areas were dealing with some wildfires. But Lahaina apparently got the worst of it for now. And this, the town of Lahaina, very historic, lot of stores. The courthouse was there, and when you see the images, it's sad. And people are putting tributes, and they're posting their videos and their pictures of the banyan tree, and seeing that, it just kind of reminds us that what we have on this beautiful earth may not always last. And try and see as much of the world or what you want to see of it when you can. Don't always put things off thinking, well, I'll see it later. It's frightening to think of all the things that, you know, we put off hoping, like Notre Dame. How many people never saw the Notre Dame? And then the fire hit. And, you know, the destruction of a fire, I lived through it. My home was destroyed by a fire. Seeing how quickly those flames consume things is... it's mind-boggling. You can't imagine. You think, well, the fire's coming because you watch it in TV and movies, and it looks like it's staying in one part, and no, it spreads like wildfire. And what's really frightening is the average American is not prepared for an instant evacuation. Do you have a to-go suitcase that has everything in it that you need? The average person doesn't. And one of the reasons for that, which I get the logic behind, is people are so fearful of being robbed that they don't want to have all their important property in just one easy to go. They have it in safes, they have it in things that are difficult to move. Make sure you have an evacuation bag and have a plan, because sadly you don't know what's going to hit you, like we saw with Maui. 1-7 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So have you ever met anybody or known anybody that died while trying to help somebody else? I have. And it was not only so tragic that that person died, young person, just to help somebody, but that the fact that, well, if you're doing something good, don't you have that kind of protection? You know, hey, I'm pretty spiritual and religious, and so I like to think that if you're a good person, God's there to help you and, you know, have your back, and if you're a bad person, you don't. Although, sadly, there's been multiple accounts in history where good people died, and you know it starts to rattle your faith a little bit. But it's a very, very tough concept to understand when you know bad things people. And so one of my patients was talking to his mother. There was an accident on the road.
He gets out of the car and says, Mom, I'm going to go help these people out. And that was the last she heard of him, because as he got out of his car to help the individuals who were in an accident or hurt on the side of the road, he got killed by a car that didn't see him getting out of his car. And it's just doubly, triply tragic. Well, in the news, there's a lot of outcry over what happened with I believe he's a 27-year-old man who was climbing K2. Now, K2 is, I believe, the second tallest mountain on Earth. I believe K2 is part of the Karakoram Range, located on the border between Baltistan in the Gilgit-Baltistan region of Pakistan and the Taxkorgan Tajik Autonomous County of Xinjiang, China. I guess it's about an 8,600 meter or 28,251 feet mountain range, mountain. Mount Everest is at 29,032 feet. So I think K2 is the second highest mountain on Earth. Let me look at Kilimanjaro. Let me just 19,341. So Mount Kilimanjaro is Africa's highest peak, but I think it might be third or fourth to some of these other mountains. And so there was a gentleman who I guess got caught in an avalanche, and he was seriously injured. He was about 1,300 feet from the summit, but they say 50 people passed him and didn't help him. They kept going. The 27-year-old, you could see him lying there, and reports are that these 50 people that passed him on their way up left him to die. Now there's a huge outcry and concern. Mohammed Hassan, I believe his name was, father of three, was a high-altitude porter from Pakistan who worked for Leela Peak Expedition. He died after an avalanche on July 27th pushed him over the ledge while he was scaling the mountain. So you see people climbing over him as they're trying to get to the top, but you don't see anybody necessarily help him or start bringing him down. I mean, you see individuals talk to him, but they keep going. And so this is frightening. Now, the air at that elevation, I always worry about if I was up on that mountain, I don't think I would think clearly. When you're hypoxic and you're at low, you know, when you're that high elevation, your partial pressure of oxygen changes and you end up not oxygenating as well. And you could become very dizzy, you could fall off the mountain. It's a very dangerous time. But they say one person out of all of them appeared to help him. And he tried to keep him conscious for a while, but he ended up dying. There apparently was a rescue operation. Fellow climber William Steindl, who participated in the climb but had returned to base camp earlier due to the dangerous conditions, said he said it was a very heated competitive race to the top, but he was extremely mad about how nobody helped him. Said a living person is left behind so records can be set. It only took three or four people to save him. Had I seen it, I would have climbed up to help the poor man. So there's a lot of stories of what's going on, but one climber said that Lakpa Sherpa, a mountaineer who was on the climb and took the video, said some of the climbers and Sherpas did try to save his life, but he passed away. They said the climbers have all spent a lot of money to do this climb, and there is the value of time, too, for the climb. Hundreds of climbers tried to save him, but they cannot give up their mission. She said the reality is that they tried to save the life, and this is below the Great Sarus bottleneck, where it's impossible to cross without rope, so it's a very difficult situation. They said many climbers and Sherpas told him to go back, as he had very poor equipment and was not well equipped, and also there was bad weather during the summit window. So, you know, when you see these, you know, you wonder, did some people say, okay, I've gone this far, I am exhausted, I'm days in, I got to keep going or I'm not going to make it. And I've never done something like this because I'm not in that good physical shape, but a good friend of mine was going to. Had to cancel the trip for a medical issue, but the amount of money
to do this. It's a lot, and the average person could not afford to do something like this, to take the trip, to hire the guide, to pay for the equipment, to have the oxygen, to get into shape. And so you do wonder if some individual said, I'm risking my life only to get to the top. I'm not risking my life to help somebody else. And you wonder if there was some selfishness at play. And I'm frustrated by that because I see that, I watched some of the videos of the Maui fire. And no fault of the individuals fleeing their lives. But you heard them, some individuals scream in the video to others saying, you can't help him, you can't help him, go, 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 he's gone, go. And to make that decision to not help somebody who could be still alive and leave them for dead because you have to save your own life is not an easy decision. You have kids depending on you. You have a family depending on you. Me as a physician, I would obviously go up to the person, see if there's anything I could do, see if there's a way I could drag them. But unfortunately, many individuals find themselves in a situation where they want to help and they can't. And they have to choose saving themselves or both dying. And, the answer, especially in first responders and the medical world, is you got to save yourself because you are no good to anybody else being a victim yourself. And you can help others. And it's a tough decision. In medicine, we have to triage, and when you have a mass casualty event or multiple individuals that come in and flood the ER and you have to decide who to treat, you have to make some decisions. And making a decision that this person can't be helped and I have to go and help this person is not easy. And it weighs on you the rest of your life. You see what happened with Pearl Harbor. You see what happened with any of these mass casualty events where the hospitals get overloaded. Right now they're going through that with Maui, where the Maui hospitals are overrun. And so, what I would do... And I understand, humans are not really supposed to be on these mountains. We trek and we do things that are spectacular and superhuman, but it's not really built to be able to take somebody down with you. It's very difficult. Now, I would, if you are planning on going on any of these sort of treks, have plan B, C, D, and E. Never go alone. Make sure you are with people who have no problem stopping the climb, taking you back down, and not leaving you to go, I'm just going to go ahead and then come back. Yeah, and I've done that. I've gone with family members saying, I don't think I want to go farther. And I go, well, I want to go a little farther. So you just wait here. Here's some water. Wait here. I get that. But if you're in a life-threatening, spot such as this, this person probably fell, had some broken bones, had a bleed, and he also was probably, with the freezing cold and the weather, going into shock. And so individuals made that decision to keep going. Just don't always plan on there being a good Samaritan there to help you. From what we're told, actually, he was hanging 3 hours upside down on a rope. So humanity is getting a reality check right now, it's sad. It's sad to see anything like this happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we'll get to some more headlines and get to your medical questions, your calls, your comments. Right back, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
News update. The mayor of San Francisco reportedly in Honolulu after escaping the deadly wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui. About 4,000 people have been evacuated from the island. 36 have unfortunately lost their lives. The latest consumer price index shows inflation may be moderating. The inflation report from the Labor Department says the CPI nudged up only 0.2% in July. President Biden's tour of Western states ends today. He will speak in Salt Lake City to highlight the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act. A Georgia prosecutor denying claims made by former President Trump in a new campaign ad. The new spots accuse Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis of having an affair with a gang member. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So years ago, I told you that many of our generics are manufactured in other countries. And we import these medications that are very, very commonly used, our blood pressure medication, our antacids, even our sunscreens and sanitizers from other countries. And remember years ago before the COVID pandemic, you kept hearing about blood pressure medicine recalls because of possible carcinogens like NDMA. And I told you that they had believed that the source of the byproduct that ended up being carcinogenic was from the manufacturing company in China.
Not that any of this was on purpose, but just maybe China doesn't have the quality assurance and the checks and balances like we demand in America. So according to Reuters, now this was back in, I think this was 2018. In 2018, they said the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency located in the UK found the appearance of the impurity N-nitrosodimethylamine, NDMA, after a change in the process for making valsartan, which is a blood pressure medication, an ARB, at one facility owned by Zhejiang Huihai Pharmaceuticals, a company in Linhai, China. Now, we're being told that multiple drug producers rely on China and India for the production of these medications because they can make them cheaply. And there's less regulations. In America, it costs a hell of a lot more to run a business than in China or India. But we might not have the oversight in these other countries. So a few months ago, we spoke about this, where many drug producers are heavily reliant on China. This includes Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, AbbVie. In fact, you saw many of our at-home COVID tests came from a company from China. Now, does the government run these? Or do Americans run these? Well, if they're within Chinese soil, my guess is there is some access that the Chinese government can have. And if we do continue to worsen our relations with China, do we really want our medicines coming there? China has already proven multiple times that they're kind of half-assed when it comes to keeping things in a lab. The first SARS outbreak in 2002 was deemed by Singapore a lab leak. Then they had another lab leak a couple years later where a few people died of SARS in 2004, blamed the lab leak. Finally, the government is going, we think COVID-19 outbreak was also a lab leak. So we know that they have some quality assurance problems. We don't have to say they're being malicious. Just keeping the malicious potential out of it, assuming that China loves us to death and there's no reason for them to try and hurt us, they have proven that they're pretty half-assed and that they don't follow protocols really well. And then we've had multiple drug recalls based on this manufacturing byproduct accidental creation that created this compound that was found in medications. Now, some of you will say, well, the drugs come to America and America inspects them all. Not every single generic pill. And the other thing, too, is even if there's an element of something, how do we know it's not hyper-concentrated in one part of the pill versus not? You know, we think everything is going to be uniform. Like when you pour water, it tries to get as even and spread out equally. When you have impurities, impurities don't necessarily have to be completely uniform. And so even if somebody says, look, we've checked the pills, they're still under the level that the EPA would panic about, how do you know it's just that level and it's not in concentrated form or accumulating? There was a report published in the Economic Commission for Latin America, according to Yahoo News and the Caribbean, and they say that the U.S. imported about $105.3 billion worth of medical products and equipment, including medical imaging, diagnostic, oxygen therapy, and China was the second largest supplier of these. They say during the first 9 months of 2020, pharmaceutical imports from China to the U.S. actually increased by 46%, with 69% of imports being active pharmaceutical ingredients and 27% of the imports being pharmaceutical preparation products. So we keep being reliant on China. So now there is the U.S. Department of Defense, finally, is going to partner with a small lab to test some of these drugs to see what's coming in from China and India. Again, I'm not accusing anybody of being malicious, but if there are some haphazard issues or if they're not able to check for certain things, hopefully the FDA will catch them. The FDA is supposed to be the ones in charge. That's why we're funding them. So the Connecticut, that's a small one called Valisher, is entering into a multi-year cooperative research with the Department of Defense. And they are going to independently test dozens of drugs for harmful chemicals and substances. The lab has actually been already doing this, finding sanitizers, shampoos, sunscreens, medications to have carcinogens. So what are some of these carcinogens? Well, we hear about them every now and then. Benzene. Benzene has been a known carcinogen. We've heard about those in sunscreens and hand sanitizers. The NDMA was found in ranitidine, which is a medicine that we use for GERD and acid reflux and stomach upset. The NDMA, the NDEA, and there's a couple others, were found in blood pressure medication. So many people had blood pressure medication recalled. Even if somebody says what's in that pill is still a low enough level, you're taking your blood pressure medicine every day. What about the cumulative effect? We don't want any of it in there. Nitrosamine was found in Chantix. Chantix, an acuretic, had been found to have nitrosamine, according to Daily Mail. Chantix is a medication people are using for smoking cessation. Why are these compounds in there? I get medicines are chemicals. And to make a medication and to get it to fit in a pill, there are substrates and chemicals being used. But somebody is supposed to be checking those. You could tell me that the active ingredient is safe, but what about all the other crap around it? When I get a pill that's cobalt blue, do I really want that cobalt blue in my body, even if the active ingredient is fine? So thank you, Valisher, and thank you for Department of Defense to actually start doing this. I'm surprised this hasn't been done the whole time. And this lab has revealed contaminants in goods produced by major manufacturers, allegedly, from Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, CVS HealthCare, and this has led to massive recalls. Valisher said it has grown increasingly difficult to regulate American drugs and their ingredients because most production has been moved to India and China, where there is limited oversight. Now, if we are about to go to war with China, and I've been saying this since day one, are we really sure we want the majority of Americans' medications, heart medications, blood pressure medications, diabetic medications, maybe even cancer medications, under the control of another country? Have we, throughout any of the last few years, started to become less dependent on China? Or are we making it more and more difficult? I understand the COVID vaccine mandate and telling people to pay your employees more might have made working with other countries more financially, you know, pleasing, but I don't trust what we're getting overseas. They might not even have the staff to review it as well. So keep in mind, some of the stuff we're taking might be tainted and having some of these elements that we shouldn't be consuming. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So have you ever had a meltdown? Have you ever had a day, not even a day, a moment where you were hoping nobody saw you when you had a little bit of a, I don't know, issue. So I had one where there was a spider on me. And I go, oh my God, and I'm like, I'm running around trying to shake the spider off, whatever. But I was like, ah, okay, I'm good. I'm good. I used to never be scared of spiders until I got bit and I almost lost a leg from it.
And I'm like, oh, okay, now I don't want a spider on me. But get this, there was a spider on my head over the weekend. And my friend's daughter saw the spider, took the spider off. I didn't even freak out. I was good. But my one moment when I was just freaking out because there was a spider crawling on me lasted a good couple seconds, but I'm so glad nobody saw that because it looked really awkward. All right, so that happens. Have you ever had a fight with somebody and you're like, oh my gosh, if anybody ever caught that on tape, I would be so embarrassed, especially if somebody took that out of context. That would be pretty embarrassing. So things happen. We have our moments. But somebody had a moment on a plane. Many of us have already seen the video. A young woman who apparently was seen, I guess she saw a man that nobody else saw. And she is a 36-year-old marketing executive named Tiffany Gomez, who has since this July 2nd incident on a plane where she had what some people thought was a meltdown. Now she says her life has been ruined because of somebody catching that footage and it being news. So she actually had an interview with Daily Mail. She's a marketing executive, Tiffany Gomez, and she wanted to tell her side of things, but I think was still a little light on the details. And she's a marketing executive. She has a very wealthy home. I think her home is over $1.6 million in Dallas, Texas. She's well-to-do. And she apparently had footage caught of her screaming a mother blanker at the back of the plane was not real. And she wanted to get off the plane, and she was screaming, and so people caught it on tape. That's apparently what people do. I wish they didn't catch all this on tape, but now, because of legal issues and attacks, and police are using a lot of the video footage for surveillance, now everybody will videotape everything. You could get into a discussion with somebody at a store, and all of a sudden you see somebody videotape, and it stinks because they could edit it. You know, and I'll tell you what to do if you're being videotaped and how to avoid that, but we'll finish with this. So apparently she was on a plane July 2nd. I think Carrot Top was on the plane at the time. And he said she was kind of, freaking people out. And I think she did disembark. She wanted to disembark. She was very shaken. She was screaming obscenities. And she said, I'm telling you right now that blank, blank back there is not real. And you can sit on this plane or you could die with them or not. I'm not going to. And then she, I think, got off the plane. But apparently, she now is saying that people stalk her house. They stalk her neighbors. They're going through her mail. Now, I'm not exactly sure if it's the same people that she thought she saw on a plane or if this is the paparazzi. But she says so much of what is out there is inaccurate. Now, Daily Mail allowed her to give specifics, but she declined to comment further. So this was a flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to Orlando, I think. And I think it might have originated in Vegas. I'm not 100% sure. And so this meltdown sparked a lot of, I think they said it was sparked by an argument with a relative. And she was traveling with somebody, stole her AirPods, and then she felt that the aircraft was not safe. Marched off the plane, TSA escorted her. People on the plane had to deplane, get screened through security again. But we have a society right now where we assume everybody around us has perfect mental health or not going to have their meltdown. And I've seen people upset, and I being a physician, when I see somebody start to kind of have a BF, right, what we used to call, B fits, rhymes with witch fits or meltdowns, I sometimes want to make sure that's not a medical issue. And I'll just kind of listen and see if I think they're being erratic or anybody's in danger. I will, obviously take a step back, let authorities do what they need to. But I've had some people go, I'm frustrated. I've been here for hours. This is horrible. This is, I get you. That is frustrating. Sometimes all you need to do is show some empathy. And how many times have you had horrible travel experiences, horrible days? But when somebody starts to cite hallucinations or delusions, it scares you because you think they are not connected with reality, and somebody not connected with reality might not realize that you being human and attacking you is wrong. So when we hear that many attacks are from individuals that might have been diagnosed with schizophrenia, not any, but everybody with schizophrenia is a danger. There's some amazing people that suffer from, that sadly suffer from schizophrenia. But when people identify that somebody might not be connected with reality, talking to themselves, hallucinating under delusions, they don't know if that person is going to be a threat to them. And so what we're seeing now, because we have some of the lowest employed and funded mental health per capita, we have such an under-treatment of individuals with mental illness, we have very high drug use, people withdrawing from narcotics and drugs, we don't have a lack of support, many people are homeless, many individuals are now seeing mental illness for the first time. And, you know, what we don't want to ruin somebody's life by posting, you know, something all over the place, and sadly that's what happens when somebody has a meltdown. But on the other end, you know, when things happen and you get accused of saying something or doing something, your video footage is the only thing that protects you. And I don't like the world we're in. I don't like that you have to back yourself up and protect yourself and have video footage and testaments and witness accounts. And, you know, I've run into individuals who were just rude, who were ridiculous, who claimed lies. Sometimes the best thing to do is just get out of that situation. Don't try to fight it. So what if somebody starts to engage with you and then try to catch you on video? Now, I understand there's AI, I understand there's deep fake that could make it look like you're saying something that you're not. What you need to do immediately is have your own phone going at the same time so that you have that reproducibility and just say, you know, hi, you know, what can I do to help? I'm just here. What's going on? And just don't engage. You know, be as, you know, easy squeezy. Don't be offensive. You know, if they say, yo, you're here, go, well, you know, let's wait for security. Let them rant and let them yell. If you think you're unsafe, get out of there. But don't let anybody egg you on. Remember there were these kids that tried to egg a person on and then they caught him on camera because it got him mad? Don't let people get you mad. I understand this is, you know, there's money in it as well. I mean, you know, somebody can extort you, saying, I got a video of you doing this, so you pay us and I won't release the video. Just don't give them anything and have your own phone going. If they take your phone, just say, you took my phone, now I can't, you know, have my evidence and wait for security. Or get out of that situation. But I see this time and time again. You know, somebody will ask somebody something, and all of a sudden I'll see a camera next to them, and I'm like, what's going on? And I don't want to be on camera, especially since I don't have makeup on. So it's a very weird world, and it's frightening, but just realize you can be videotaped at any time, and that gets strewed all over social media. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too.
If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.